Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine. Good morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sunday, March 22nd, 2020. We are doing a live podcast that without anybody in the church but myself, Steve, and Abe. And I appreciate you guys coming in and helping me with this. I believe that God has a word still for His folks, even though we are honoring President Trump and his and the leadership staff that, of our country, and we are recognizing the recommendations that he has for the people of the United States. And so we're recognizing that, and we're not having service this morning, but there will be a word coming out of this house for those that are hungry for the Word of God. And so I'm going to pray this morning and move right into the message. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for all that you're doing. God, I thank you, Father God, in the midst of what we see going on, Father God, we know that you are our shield and our exceeding great reward. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that we are part of this today, of what's happening for a reason, Lord. You've called us. You've made provisions for us, Father God, that we might be here today, March 22nd, during this crisis, if we will. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are still leading and guiding us, Father God, and you will continue to lead and guide us, Father God. For we love you, and we care, Father God, for those that are around us. We care for the people of your pasture, Father. So we thank you for it, and we give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 6, the title of this message is Sheep Without a Shepherd, We Are More. No, we are more. Sheep without a shepherd, no, we are more. Praise God. Mark chapter 6, starting at verse 1, it says, And he, Jesus, went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this given to him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and of Judah and Simon? And are not these his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. I don't want to just say that. They were offended at him because of the mighty things that they were seeing, that what he was doing and the words he was saying. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went round about the villages teaching. And he called unto the 12 and began to send them forth two by two, and gave them power over unclean spirits, and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, except the staff only, scrip, no bread, no money in their purse, no toilet paper. But be shod with sandals and not put on two coats. And he said to them, In what place soever you enter into a house, there abide till you depart from that place. And whomsoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when you depart from there, shake off the dust from under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. And they went out and preached that men should repent, and they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. I just want to look at this, that Jesus was astonished at their unbelief. He was surprised that they were so hard that they couldn't believe, even when they saw what the mighty miracles that he was doing. They saw those things, and he was surprised that they were offended at him. And so unbelief is one of those things that hinders the move of God. And if there's anything that God does not want to see is a nation filled with unbelief. God wants to see a nation that is filled with trust and hope and belief that God is going to, things are going to change and God's going to do great and mighty things. And that's what God is looking for. But yet in that unbelief, he still healed a few. He still was doing works in the midst of them. So he sets up a new plan. Because he's going into these villages around it. I'm sure these folks are talking, oh, that's Jesus, man. Who does he think he is? What's he doing? Who does he think? What is his thing? We know who he is. He thinks he's the Son of God now. He's going around doing miracles. That's what they possibly that they were saying in the villages around his city. So what he does, he said, I'm going to create a new plan. He sends out his 12. He tells them, hey, go out into the villages. Don't take anything with you, just the word of God. And so they went out. And the word of God says that they were doing miracles and healings and anointing people with oil. And they had a message to repent. To repent. Sometimes repenting is a strange word to people in our country. Repenting is one of those words that the people are not really sure what it means. You know, we've talked, we said, well, it means turn around. It means the direction you're going, make a 180 degree and go back and don't go in the direction you were going towards sin, but turn around and go. But the fact of the matter is repenting is an issue of the heart. It is a heart issue. It is something that people need to realize and understand that they have actually turned their back on God. And God is saying, I don't want to see your back. I want to see your face. Allow me to speak to you face to face. That's what repenting is. True repentance is when you go to God and say, God, I have not been listening to you. I have not been hearing you, Father. But God, I want to hear you now. Because if there's ever a time that the world needs to hear about God or the world or even the church needs to hear, it's now. We need to be hearing from God about what's going on in the midst of the people around us, in the midst of our family, in the midst of our own heart. We need to hear what God is saying about those things. It's called repent. Allow him to speak to you. Hallelujah. We'll move to verse 30. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told them all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. In Matthew and Luke, when the disciples come back to tell Jesus, they're fired up and they're excited, and God and Jesus, and they tell, man, even the devils are subject to us because they believe God and they believe what they were doing. And Jesus told them, hey, don't be so excited that the devils believe or are cast out from you. Don't be so excited about the authority that you've been given. But be excited about that your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Your name is written down in heaven. God knows who you are. Be excited about that. And I think that's a thing that we need to be excited about today. We need to be excited that, you know, even though you cannot find the things that you might think that you need in the, it's funny about toilet paper. It's funny to me how people are so, I can't find toilet paper. I can't find toilet. You know, what's funny to me is that at my grandmother's house, I remember a big old phone book sitting next to the toilet. And that might not sound that, but, you know, it was when the roll ran out, you still had a backup. You know, people, they don't know how to improvise today, it seems, that we're so accustomed to the things that we're accustomed to that we can't even improvise in a time of need. And it's funny. Find an old phone book. Praise God, man. Hallelujah. But he tells them, be glad that your name is written down in heaven. And the apostles gathered themselves together to Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said to them, come ye yourselves apart to a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. Just very, very busy. And Jesus says, come, let's go. Let's go find a place to rest. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran afoot thither out of all cities, and out went them, and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Last week on Thursday, I was just talking, and one of the things I said is how silly people are. They are rushing to the stores and buying up everything. They're hoarding and greedily finding for themselves and just forgetting about the elderly and all these others. So the stores actually had to put out hours where the elderly could come in and do their shopping. But while I was thinking this, how silly they are, this is what the Lord said to me. He said, they are like sheep without a shepherd, Henry. And when I thought about that, oh, I saw that Jesus, when he looked at him, his compassion came upon him for those people that were running to meet him and running and say, and it placed something in my heart that I know that God is saying. He says, have compassion on them and teach them. Show them, speak to them. Whatever you have to do, let them know that I see them, and if they will call upon me, I will answer them. Just let them know that I love them, that I sent my son to give his life for them. And if they would just turn to me, they would see that. Tell them, teach them. Don't criticize them. They don't know. There are folks that even call themselves Christians that go to churches that are scared and worried even right now. Because they don't know the shepherd's voice. They don't know the voice of him that paid for them. They haven't been taught to listen, to hear, to spend time with our Father. So in because of that, they don't know what they don't, they have no direction. They are sheep without a shepherd. Even though they've got a shepherd. Even though the shepherd is waiting for them. Oh, it's not a man. It's not a man. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that is the shepherd of the sheep. And it's him that is calling to them to listen to his voice. Listen for his voice. Hallelujah. Teach them and remind them. John chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. I want to just read this. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. These are the words that John, the apostle John, wrote after Jesus had passed, had risen from the dead, and he wrote the Gospel of John. And here he's saying he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. We just read how he went to a city and they were offended at him. They were offended because they thought they knew him, but they didn't know him at all. They thought that he was just James's brother, Judah's brother, and his sisters were there. They thought they knew him, but they didn't know him at all. He came to his own, but they didn't receive him. They criticized him. But the very next verse says this. John chapter 1 verse 12 says this. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe. God gives power. See, this is a scripture that says, if you receive him, if you allow him to come into your life, the word of God says he gives you power. And what power is he talking about? He's talking about the Holy Ghost. He's talking about sending you power so that you might become a son of God. God's attempt in your life is to transform you into the image of his dear son. And he will do it if you allow him. And he does it by the Holy Spirit. But so many people reject the Holy Spirit because they don't believe that they need the Holy Spirit for today. But I'm going to tell you, today is a day more than ever. You need the Holy Ghost in your life. You need him because he will calm every storm. He will cause you to hear what Jesus is saying to you. He is the Spirit of Christ. That's who he is. Receive him. Hallelujah. He gives power. John the Baptist in John chapter 1, verse 29 said this, "And John bare record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him, and I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes in the Holy Ghost." See, if there's anything that we need to know about Jesus, one of the things, yes, he came to die for you, but John the Baptist looked at him and said, "This is he that baptizes in the Holy Ghost." Will you let God do what he wants to do in your life? Will you let Jesus do what he wants? He wants to baptize you in the Holy Ghost. Because you see, this is what the Bible talks as the seal that is placed upon men. It is the seal of the kingdom of God. It is. His name is the Holy Ghost. His name is the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of God and of Christ that comes to live and dwell in the man or the woman that loves God. Hallelujah. And that is what we need. Verse 32 and 33 of John chapter 1 says this. It says, is that what I just read? That's the ones I just read. That's okay. Praise God. He said, this is the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. This power causes you to become sons of God, daughters of God, if you will. Like I've said before, in this area, in the spiritual, there is no gender, because the Spirit of God that dwells in you, that comes within you, there's no gender there. You are a son of God. John chapter 1, verse 3 says this. Verse 13 says, "Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." God has planned for today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. God has planned for today. Today, in the midst of Corona, whatever, God has planned it. It's a plan. Hallelujah. Will you listen to what God is saying to you? John chapter 1, verse 16 says this, of his fullness have all we received, grace for grace. I just want to look at this scripture a little bit. It says, of his fullness we have all received. Of his fullness we have all received. I want you to think about what's being said to you. Of his fullness we have all received. Who is that? Those that are born again, not by the will of man, but by God, by the will of God. Those that are bought by the will of God, of his fullness we have all received. What is that fullness? It is the Holy Spirit. It is the fullness of God, just as Jesus had the fullness of God within him. We have all received this. Will you receive that? That everything you need is already within you. His name is the Holy Ghost. His name is Jesus. His name is God. The three in one within the vessel of the believer. Hallelujah. John chapter 3, verse 34 in the Passion Translation says this, "The one whom God has sent to represent him will speak the words of God. For God has poured out upon him the fullness of the Holy Spirit without limitation." See, God has poured into each and every one of us who are born again by the Spirit of God and have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he has poured into every one of us the fullness of him. He that speaks, the one whom God has sent to represent him, will speak the words of God. Do you see, you have the fullness of the kingdom of God within you. Hallelujah. He has poured it out upon you. And it says, without limitation. God is not limiting anything in your life. God has given you all complete freedom. But see, sometimes we don't understand it. We don't get that God has done everything that he needs to do for the man and woman of God, that he has poured into you everything that you need without limitation. But we limit the things that he's done. We limit because we will not believe him, so he cannot do the things that he wants to do. Praise God. God is changing that. He wants to change that. Hallelujah. He wants you to understand that you are everything you need to be in this earth today. God is a shield and an exceeding great reward for you in the midst of what's going on in America today and what's going on in our world. He is a shield. Do you believe that? Or are those just words? These words are words that God has spoken to his children to hold on to hang on to remember that you are more than a sheep without a shepherd. You are a work of God to be transformed into the image of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans chapter 8, verses 29 and 30. Read this. The word of God says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. Do you realize today, man and woman of God, that you are glorified? Do you know that the glory of God, the word of God in Isaiah 60 says this, arise, shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon you. Do you realize that the glory of God is upon you because he's in you, he's in your life? Do you realize that? I want you to look at this. This is what Jesus prayed in his prayer right before he went to the cross when he was talking to the Father. This is John chapter 17. Verse 22 says this, the glory which you gave me, Jesus speaking, I have given them that they might be one as we are one. Do you realize the glory of the Lord is upon you, that you might be one with him? And if you're one with him, hallelujah, you will be one with those that are filled with the Spirit, those that are around you. You will be one with them because if they are listening for the word of God, if they're listening, if they're hungry, if they're spending time with God, do you know that you need to be spending time with God? Romans 8:31 says this. Hallelujah. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Can your neighbor with a shotgun? God's for you, who can be against you? Coronavirus, God's for you, who can be against you? Whatever's going on in the world, lack in the supermarkets, God's for you, who can be against you? See, God is for you. You need to remember that. You need to stand on that. You need to just relax and allow God to take you into what he has for you for today. Romans 8:37 says this. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Do you realize what more than a conqueror is? More than a conqueror is. Listen, I'm going to say this. This is what I believe God is saying. God is saying that more than a conqueror is a spirit-filled man or woman. To as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become sons of God. They that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. You see, you're more than a conqueror. You are a son and a daughter of God. And God is very pleased with you when you realize these things. And you take them into the earth, and when you begin to speak to those around you, those sheep that are without a shepherd, when you begin to just say, hey, God is with you, don't worry. God will take care of you. God loves you. Call upon him in times of trouble, the word of God says, and he will answer you. Use this time, O man and woman of God. Use this time today to speak into the lives of those that are filled with fear, filled with doubt, filled with concern about those that are around them that they've got no idea what's happening. Speak into their lives the word of God, which endures and lasts forever. And you will find that God will be using you. You will find the joy of speaking and speaking a word to a person in the time of need. You'll find a joy in that. And God will do great and mighty things for you because he has given you his Spirit without measure. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We ask you, Lord, that you would, Father, help us to refocus our lives, to refocus, Father God, on the things that you're saying to us, to refocus, Father God, on your voice. Father, what are you saying to us today? Thank you, Lord. Today, you're saying, no, you're not a sheep without a shepherd. You have a shepherd. You are more than a conqueror. Thank you for saying that to us today, Father. Father, I pray for each and every person that's out there, Lord. Lord, touch them. Father, for those that have been touched by this virus, Father, I speak healing to them in the name of Jesus. I praise your name, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that the glory that's due to you, the glory due to your name, Lord, will be seen in the lives of all those, Father God, that know you, that have been touched by this virus and are healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. We will be releasing a conversation held between A.B. Knock, Steve Allen, and myself on Wednesday of this week. So be listening and check it out. See what you think and let us know how you feel. And if you like it, we'll do more of them. If you don't like it, we'll do more of them. Amen.
It goes on, no. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.